Our second reading today comes from Romans chapter 8, and St. Paul gives us a very powerful line from Scripture and a very familiar one that a lot of people like to quote. He says, "All things work for good for those who love God." It's a very comforting passage for people when they're in the midst of trials, but it's also a passage that requires a very deep faith to believe it. Because what this is saying is that God is so powerful that in the midst of human history, with all the events that happened, and working through people's free will, 7 billion people on the face of the earth, all acting in accord with their free will, God is shaping events so that they fall out according to a plan. And he works those events out so that no matter what happens to us, and no matter what situation that we're in, what people do to us, or what good or what evil we face, it all works for our good. That's what this passage is saying. The Father's plan is to conform us to the image of Jesus Christ. And no matter what situation we're in, if we cooperate with his grace, that can happen. If we're blessed with peace and financial security and a strong family life, that's great. And that's something that during those times it's easier to have faith. But it's the hard times where I think it's harder to have faith in this. It's harder to realize that God is at work in this situation. And if you think about someone who's been in long-term care and perhaps bedridden for years, never being able to go outside or even leave their bed day after day after day, it's a lot harder to say that God is going to bring good out of this. Or if someone loses a close family member, a spouse, or their children in the midst of their grief and their loss, to think that good can come from it. And whatever darkness or struggles each one of us are facing internally right now, to think that good will come from that. But that's how powerful our God is. And it takes a tremendous act of faith and a deep trust in God to believe that he's going to bring good from the situation that we're in. Psalm 112 has a line that I really like, and it says that the just man has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart, he trusts in the Lord. A just man, because he trusts in the Lord, it doesn't matter what's going to happen. He knows that whatever comes his way, it's going to be for his good. And so there's no need to worry. There's no need for us to get bent out of shape, knowing that whatever we face is going to come in accord with God's will. Sometimes the sacrifices that we endure in this life, we don't see the fruits of that. We don't know what good is going to come from those, the struggles that we go through. Sometimes we do see the good. Sometimes if someone is struggling with an illness, they see the way that it purifies them and can bring goodness into their families. But a lot of times we don't see that. A lot of times we just have to trust God that some good is going to come from this. But in the next life, we'll see very clearly what graces came from the sacrifices we were required to make. And it could be the case that in the next life, we run into someone in the glory of heaven that we never knew in this lifetime. And yet whatever hardships that we went through brought about their conversion and ultimately their salvation. Someone that could have been a complete stranger in this life, but in the next life, will love perfectly and fully. And in the next life, seeing the fruits of our sacrifices, I bet you the saints in heaven would say, I'd be willing to come back on earth and suffer 10 times or 100 times longer that same illness because I now recognize what good came from it. And we don't see that in this life, but we trust. And so Christians should never give in to despair or hopelessness in terms of what's going to come in the future. We keep our trust in God at all times. Jesus Christ and his promise is the foundation of our hope. We do try and make this world a better place, but never out of desperation or fear of the future. It's always out of charity and deep trust in God that brings peace and joy. And there should be a peace and a joy and a stability in our spiritual lives, no matter what we're facing. And so one of the temptations that it's important for us to avoid is the temptation to allow fear of what's going to happen in the future to bring us anxiety or to bring anger or despair, because those are not Christian virtues. Whatever trials we face in our personal lives, whatever trials we face in our families, whatever trials we face in our nation, those are going to work out to the good if we cooperate with God's grace. We certainly are in a dark time within our nation, and a lot of people may give into fear. We don't know what future awaits us in this country. You know, we are actually in the midst of an attempted Marxist revolution in our nation. You know, we have battles going on in the streets of our cities, and we don't know what's going to happen in the next election. We don't know if this is going to be a triumph for freedom and individual rights, or if we're going to end up as a Marxist country. We don't know what awaits us. But good is going to come either way. If we do fall into Marxism, there will be persecution. You know, persecution has already started. You know, I was just reading news headlines. Apparently, even professional baseball players are not allowed to stand up on their own. You know, they'll be criticized nationwide if they don't kneel down before something other than God. And we already have Catholic statues, images of saints, images of the Blessed Virgin Mary, images of Christ that are being defaced and torn down. People are attacking and burning Catholic churches in different places. There's a wave of violence both here and in Europe. You know, persecution may come. But for us as Christians, we don't give in to fear or hopelessness, because we know that even if it is persecution that comes, that that's going to purify us and great good is going to come from that. No matter what happens in the future, we approach it with courage and with trust in the power of God. Our goal in this life isn't comfort, and it's not worldly security. It's to be conformed to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the treasure in the field, and it is worth selling everything to get that treasure. At all times, in all situations, we as Christians are called not to give in to anxiety or fear, but to have faith and trust that all things work for good for those who love God.